Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. I just love that music. It just kind of puts you in a happy mood, don't it? Anyway, welcome to Psychic Readings. There we go. Welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We got a lot of information to give to you guys today, so before we start our readings. And the phone number for you want to call in is 646-727-2914. Thanks for joining our weekly Sunday show of Free Psychic Readings. Remember, one question per customer so we can give everybody a chance. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. So she's in there, too. So thank you for listening around the world or in the chat room or all you good people on the phone, all you king and queens. We're so glad to have you today. So I'm going to bring Miss Nina right in because, like I said, we got a lot of stuff to cover before we begin. Good afternoon, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, Miss Linus. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all having a remarkable day. I know I am. The sun is shining up here in Alberta, and we haven't had rain for over 24 hours. Woohoo!
Good for you. Welcome to my world. Liquid sunshine. Go ahead.
Last probably, I'd say a good 6 weeks now. We have really nice, warm, sunny days, and then all of a sudden we'll get a thunderstorm. Then it will be gone. We'll have the sun. The sun is sometimes even shining when we're having the thunderstorm. Then the sun will come out, the rain will go away, and then we'll get a thunderstorm again, and it's been like this for 6 weeks. So to not have any rain for over 24 hours is a miracle right now because the mosquitoes are bad, the humidity's high, and people are getting you-know-what.
Uh-oh. Saturday night. You don't have any birthdays this week, Miss Nina?
I do. My girlfriend Shirley is going to be 70-something, I think 72, on Wednesday. Happy birthday, Shirley. My BFF son, Brett, his birthday is on Friday. Happy birthday, Brady. I love you. And Corey, my hubby's secretary and accountant, her birthday's on Saturday. Also celebrating a very special wedding on Saturday the 20th. Lindsay and Lewis, congratulations on your wedding. I'm going to be there with bells on, and so is Jim. I can't wait to see you both. Yesterday was at a very special wedding of one of my girlfriends from Oil Wives. She lost her husband, her first husband, a few years ago and was lucky enough to find love for a second time. It was a beautiful day and a beautiful wedding. And I thank you, Bonnie and Bill, for including me in your wedding celebration.
Oh, that was so nice. Okay. Anything else, Miss?
Well, nothing else. Just a reminder to everyone that Lennis and I are donating our time to you. We get no financial benefit from doing this show on Sundays. So please, please, please give us the respect that we deserve.
Amen.
And also remember, too, that whatever we tell you, you can change by changing the circumstance. Just because we may say something or see something that our guides have shown us doesn't mean it's necessarily going to happen unless you want it to and you don't change things. But if you change something in your life, that is going to change the outcome of our prediction.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that, Nina.
You're welcome.
That's so true. Okay, well, I got a few birthdays. First up, to my god sister, Lena. I was at her birthday party last night. Of course, I was the only sober person there. I don't drink anymore, damn it. But anyway, happy birthday, Lena. I love you so much. Happy birthday to Rhonda. Happy birthday to my niece, Yolanda. Happy birthday to two more nieces, the twins, Kativa and Octavia. I know you two are going to have a very special day. Happy birthday to Ms. Sugar Abrams. Ms. Sugar, when are we going to meet up again in Atlanta? You know, we had a ball while we were down there trying to turn Atlanta out, so we got to fly in again and enjoy. And, of course, my very special friend, Billy, one of my core girlfriends, her birthday was yesterday. So happy birthday, Billy, and I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful day. Now, of course, the full moon is the 18th, so you guys want to write that down. That is on Thursday is the full moon. Let's see, what else? The Essence of Success Network staff sends our prayers out to all the people in Louisiana and Mississippi that are dealing with flooding right now. Know that people care, and we are praying for you. Okay, we also have two new shows on Saturday at 1 o'clock. From 1 to 1:30 or 1 to 1:15, we have prayers. So we'll be praying, and if you would like for us to pray for you, just call in and say, you know, you want a prayer for such and such, and we'll definitely put you on the prayer list. Or you can go to our webpage, theessenceofsuccessnetwork.com, shoot me or Nina a message, or even on our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Network on Facebook, and you can shoot us a message there. But anyway, this will be happening every Saturday at 1 o'clock. We will be praying for everybody, not just the folks that request prayers, but for the United States, the elections, and also the folks around the world that are going through challenges. Okay, and the other thing I forgot last week, and I'm glad to say it this week because it's important, this month only in August, Nina and I are giving readings now. I don't care if you just want me or you just want Nina or if you want both of us. It doesn't matter. But you pay for 30 minutes, and we're going to give you 30 minutes free. Okay? If you pay for an hour, then you're going to get another hour free. So that's what we're doing just for the month of August. Half an hour payment, you get an hour's reading. An hour payment, you'll get an extra hour reading. Okay, so just remember that. And our readings are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night Pacific time. So when if it's 7 on the West Coast, it's probably about 10 o'clock your time. So you still have time to call in. But anyway, that's psychic readings Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you go to theessenceofsuccess.com website and click on intuitive reading, and you've got me and Nina. Okay, and I think that's all the announcements that I have. Miss Nina. Oh, one more. Every Monday at 1 o'clock is gospel music from 1 to 1:30 every Monday at 1. So if you need that little pickup to take you through the rest of the week just to hear some gospel music or a good word, tune in. If not, you know, you can always go back into the archives and listen to past shows. Okay, now that's it. Anything from you, Miss Nina?
Yeah, just wish me luck on Wednesday. I'm taking all my little ones that I look after to the zoo. So wish me luck.
That ought to be fun. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. God bless you. God bless you. I will be praying for you because a bunch of little kids at the zoo. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're ready for our first call.
We are.
All righty. And our first call is area code 302. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Good afternoon. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you, young lady?
Good. How are you?
Terrific. Perfect.
Awesome. So my question that I'd like to ask is, when is love coming into my life?
Okay. So you're not involved with anybody right now, correct?
Correct.
You're single and available and taking applications, girlfriend. Okay. Oh, Jackie, there's somebody from your past coming back into your life. You haven't seen this person for about 10 years. Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's
good. Yeah, I was going to say it's good. This is someone you two had a good relationship, good friendship.
Oh, it wasn't,
you
know,
good, but you went separate ways. You went your way, he went his way. And it's time now for the two of you to get back together, but it's different than it was before. So it's a good thing. Good thing. You know, you can have fantasies about people. You know, you can have friends or whatever and have fantasies and like, oh, it should be nice to, you know, maybe have a relationship with that guy. But so be it. Whatever happens in life, you know, it doesn't happen. He goes one way, you go the other. But if it is meant to be, it will be. Whether it's 10 or 20 years later, if it's meant for you two to be together, this will happen. Nina, you were going to say something. I cut you off. Go ahead.
That's okay. Yeah, the timing wasn't right 10 years ago. But now it's right. The timing is right for you two.
Wow. That's kind of shocking.
Yeah, well, you know that.
I'm sure it's
going to be
shocking. This person was a friend. You know? And yeah, the timing's definitely right.
Does he live in this area?
He's moving there. That's what I'm picking up. He's moving to that area. So that must be how you two reconnect unexpectedly. Yeah, he's moving there. Job is bringing him in that area. His job is so relocating.
Can I ask about the timing?
I'm feeling the beginning of September after Labor Day. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
26 came up. Now, I don't know whether it's August 26th or September.
Okay.
But it's right around the corner.
I have big changes work-wise that are happening, well, on after this week. And, you know, so I feel like everything's about to change.
It is, for the better.
Yeah.
You're on a path of blessings.
Awesome.
You don't
and
know
I didn't
that,
know it was
going to
be a full moon. That's interesting. Because weird things usually happen to me.
During a full moon? Oh.
Yeah.
Full moon, weird things happen to everybody. It sounds a little bit crazy. So, it happens to everybody, not just you.
Cool. Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're
Jackie,
welcome.
Give us a call back, and congratulations. It's time now for you two. So when you,
excellent.
You'll know, because when you'll see them, you'll be like, oh, my God.
Okay. Interesting.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Congratulations. And have
a
wonderful
great
week there. Yes. Okay, area code 860. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, who is this?
This is Amala.
Pamela. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Pamela. How are you doing today, young lady?
Good. Good, good. I actually had the same question to Jackie. Do you see a relationship for me coming? A solid one.
Okay. So there's no one in the background?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. I got the feeling as you were talking that something is twisted. I don't know if it's you, the relationship, or your past involvement, but I got twisted.
Okay.
Yeah, there's something you need to change within you, Pam, before you start looking for a relationship. Something in you has got to change. It's like your attitude or your personality. Something is twisted. It needs to turn around and just change for the better.
Okay.
So if you're holding
okay.
on to stuff, maybe you were mistreated or abandoned, I'm not for sure. Change that thinking to a positive and know that goodness is coming to you, because it is. You're a queen.
Okay.
Goodness is coming to you. I just want you to give that a chance. Love yourself. Love yourself.
All right.
Honey, you got purpose. Do you know your love?
I do.
Come on. You got purpose, Pam. Turn that around within you so that all this other good stuff, bonus, start coming towards you, okay?
Yeah.
And if no one told you they love you today, we do, okay? Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. That means a lot.
I mean that sincerely. I'm not saying that it's happened to us. When I say that we love you. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I love you, too. I love the show. Thank you.
Well,
you're
thank
welcome.
You, Pamela. We love doing the show, don't we, Lana?
Yes, we do. Yes, ma'am.
Is there any
All
other
right, Pamela.
Is there any other messages for me, Nina?
Yeah, you like Lena said, you need to let go. You're holding on to something from the past, and that's stopping you from moving forward, both in relationships and life. So let go of whatever you're hanging on to. Let that dark cloud go. It's over and done with. Move on to a much happier life, okay?
Okay. And meditation would probably help a lot.
Oh, for sure. Meditation always helps.
And things can change in a minute, so it's all about intention, right?
Yes. Things can change in a second, not a minute. It does not take long. As long as your attitude can change and you feel only the positive, and everything changes in that instant, as soon as you project positivity.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you. I love you, too, and... many blessings. Thank you.
Right back after
you're
me.
Most welcome. Yes, thank you for calling. I just received a message. For anybody that's calling in, and I guess we should have said that earlier, you can get in the queue, but you got to push 1 to get in the queue. Otherwise, you're just listening to the show. Once you're in the queue, me and Nina will pick up your call. Is that's right, correct, Nina?
Yes, that's correct. Press 1, and then we know that you want to talk to us.
Yep. Okay. Next call is area code 786. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
This is Samantha. Thank you for Lennis and Nina for taking my call. And something that Nina said really hit home. She was talking about her friend who lost the love of her life but then recently got married. And I'm kind of in a similar situation. Well, my boyfriend passed around 3 years ago, and I have been working trying to, you know, deal with the grief and the pain and letting go. And I really wanted to know if you ladies see, like, a really good match coming in for me.
Samantha, you need to let go totally.
Mm-hmm.
Until you do that, no one else can come into your life.
Because you got a block. You understand what we're saying?
I do.
Now, we're not telling you to forget your boyfriend by no means, because you loved him and I'm sure he loved you. But you have to let that, you have to let him go and let God and know that he's in a good place. He's better now than he was when he was here. And he would want you to carry on as well, to continue in your life. So that's why we're saying you have a block up against you right now. Just like you loved him, you thank him, appreciate, and okay, now I'm going to move on and fill that void with, you know, someone new. So you also,
Lord,
you know, you don't, go ahead, Nina.
Samantha, ask him to help you find someone.
Okay.
That just, the angels just told me that. Ask him to help you find someone. That way you've also got his guidance and acceptance.
There you go.
Okay. I definitely would do that.
Okay. Well, you go and just think about that and pray about that and see what happens.
Okay.
All right, Samantha.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, and we're wishing you the very best, young lady. Okay, next, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's over there, and I'm sure a lot of other good people. So whether you're listening around the world or in the chat room or on the phone, we're available to you any way you want it. All right, next call is area code 229. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Nina. Hey, Linus. It's Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I got in a bad accident on my job, and I hurt myself.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Yeah, I hurt my back, my knee, and my left arm, and I'm on light duty. And workman's comp and all, I had to get an attorney and all that stuff. So I just want to know how that's going to come out with me.
Okay, Nina? Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It was, no.
Melvin, you will heal. That I'm certain of. It's going to take time, and I hope you're going to physio.
Are you going where?
The physical
therapy.
Uh-huh. Oh yes, I'm doing physical therapy three days a week.
Okay, well that's good. And how long have you been at this job, Melvin?
I just started this job back in April, and I do night maintenance. I scrub the whole floor at Walmart in Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're still doing light duty there?
Yes, ma'am, but they're watching me like a hawk. I mean, I'm on a little shopping cart going around putting up returns. I'm on our restrictions for my doctor. I can't, you know, bend, stoop, kneel, reach, you know, a lot of limitations.
Right.
All right. Well, follow your doctor's orders, and that's all you can do, Melvin. Okay?
Right.
You will heal. It's going to be fine. As it does, because we're all getting older, and if we all had 16-year-old bodies, we would heal a whole lot quicker. But it will take a bit of time for you to heal. But you will heal.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how would this workman's comp case turn out? I mean, I wouldn't lose my job because I had to get an attorney because I need an MRI to go and go in there to really see what's going on. They gave me X-ray, the areas that was hurt, and they said it was a real high bruise on my arm, but, you know, I can't hardly squeeze my, close my hand, left hand, and if I do, when I do try to, it pain just shoot up here like somebody stabbing, bruising pain. It's something loose up in there. And also
I'm not entirely sure how compensation works down there, but up here, you usually have your doctor and a workman's compensation doctor. That you should be telling your doctor that this is what is going on. Melvin, what I'm seeing is you will be paid for the time that you're injured. Just don't do anything that your doctor has told you not to do, because they are watching. They are watching you, and you're right, they are. I have this horrible, horrible feeling that once your compensation claim is over, you may no longer have this job.
Wow.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, and if you were listening, you can change things. So things can change. You may be able to turn this around. But right now, if things progress at the same rate way they are going right now, once your claim is over, you may not have a job anymore. And I'm just being honest with you, Melvin. I could have kept this. I'm just being honest with you.
Right, and I appreciate that, because I do know that's what they do when you file get your attorney and stuff like that, and they'll try to get you to sign a paper saying that you don't, you know, once it's settled, I don't want to work there anymore. But if I don't sign...
You do what your attorney tells you to, especially do what your doctor tells you to, and you will get through the next few weeks. Like I said, just things can change, Melvin. They change all the time. So just be wary. Do what you're supposed to be doing and leave it at that. Put it in God's hands. Put it in God's hands. He knows ultimately more than we do, let's face it.
Right. I just want medical attention. And, you know, it was another woman that failed a week after I did, and they rushed her to the hospital, did an MRI, did x-rays, gave her top notch. And she don't like duty as well. And they didn't give me the treatment that they gave her, and I'm on film. They see me with the machine, you know, I'm on tape. And they showed it to me. When I turned the corner, somebody left some boxes and left a cart in the way, and I went to reach for the cart and fell completely very hard on my left side. And I had to lay there, and I thought, you know, I was knocked out a little bit. So they showed it to me. They know that it's their negligence, not mine, because the associate's supposed to, when they leave the area, they're supposed to always leave the aisles free for the customers and the maintenance personnel. So they didn't do it. So now the head man came down and got on about leaving all these pallets and carts and all kinds of stuff, because it's overnight stocking. So it's just crazy. But I do want to leave the job, because it's a lot of gossip. There's a lot of negativity. I'm not getting that many hours, but my main objective is I just wanted to get medical treatment. And it seemed like they just gave me a Tylenol and told me to go on. And physical therapy. So I just decided to get an attorney. And I just signed my paperwork with the attorney on Saturday, yesterday. I wasn't going to do it, but they don't care, so I don't care.
Okay. Well, Melvin, we got you on our prayer list. We'll be praying for you as well. That everything turns out okay. And I'm sorry that happened to you. I truly am.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to be praying for you at the best.
Yes, ma'am.
I imagine.
Thank you.
I imagine. Well, we're going to be praying for you, and check in with us and let us know how you're doing from time to time, please.
Okay, I will. And I was trying to look for you, Nina, to see can I get a reading from you. I'm on the website, but I went to Essence of Success, and I didn't see where I could pay for one on here.
It's through PayPal. Do you have PayPal?
Yes, ma'am. I have PayPal. I don't see on the site where I could purchase it.
Okay, when you go to Intuitive Readings, well, to the very right, when you come onto the website, the very right, it lists all the different icons, and one will say Intuitive
right.
Readings. So just click on that, and you'll see the whole page. And at the bottom is where you click on for the amount of time that you want a reading, whether it's 30 minutes, an hour, or 2 hours.
Right. I see some other things I want to talk to you about. Need your help.
All right.
Okay. Sounds
okay.
Good. Nina's available.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you all so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day, okay. and I hope you feel better. Okay, next call is area code 914. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Charity. How are you?
Hi, Charity. I'm doing perfect.
I guess I have a basic question. Well, nothing basic, right? About a situation I'm dealing with my relationship.
Okay. What's the guy's, just the first name. We don't need his last name.
Sure, it's Pat.
Okay. And what would you like to know about you and Pat? What do you want us to focus on?
Should I be putting any more effort into trying to continue? Because I feel like I shouldn't, but I don't want to be making a rash decision, although it's been a long relationship.
Okay. So Pat is for Patrick, right?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. No. That's fine. I just got the color green in front of me. Big square green color. Just a square full of green. I'm thinking jealousy. Nina, are you picking up anything?
No, I'm not.
I see the color green. I don't know why I'm thinking jealousy, but I'm trying to concentrate on him. Okay. I'm getting that he is hard-headed, he's inconsistent, he's non-committal, and he doesn't listen. Am I hitting any points with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It just rapid-fired to me right quick, so that's why I said it that fast. Should you two continue in your relationship? That's what you want to know. And the angels are telling me, no. Capital N-O, no. No. They're telling me that you're better than that. It's like you settled. You settled with this guy, but you're above him. Now, I don't mean above him in understanding life. I'll put it like that, and communication. And so they're telling me it's almost like you settled when you got in this relationship, but you could have done better to be with somebody else, who I don't know. But he wasn't the best choice for you, but he was a learning curve. So now you know what you don't want in your life or what you feel if a man has certain characteristics like that, you don't want that in your life again. You want something better and above that. And so you should. You're a queen. I mean, come on. I keep telling women, you're queens. Don't deal with the peasants. Look for men that are your equal. Who you are, your integrity, your honor, your culture, You're a social being. You look for somebody that's equal to that, not perfect equal to that, that they have an understanding. This man missed quite a few of those points, so it became issues between the two of you. But, you know, you're right. And what you feel in your gut, that you should stop this, yes, you should. This is not your relationship. This isn't the guy that you're supposed to be with for ever and ever and ever. He's coming.
Okay.
Believe me, that guy is coming. I see him in the background. Once you're through with him totally and unconditionally, see ya, don't want to be ya, that other guy is going to come in just quick. It's almost like I see him on a trampoline. He's like, he jumps off the trampoline and there you are. So
oh, wow.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to be quick. Once in your mind you say, hey, I'm done with Patrick, that ain't happening. You know, God send me this new man. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm open for this new man to come. Boom, it'll be that quick. It's almost like they were just waiting for you to say that to yourself and believe it, and then he'll come right in. So don't be scared if you turn around, you come through a door and you turn around, all of a sudden, boom, this man is like, well, hi, how are you?
That kind of happened the other day.
Oh,
that's why when you were talking,
come on
to the
with
first
this validation.
With that
uh-huh,
whole
go ahead, Charity.
Thing, I was like, that's so funny because the other day I ran into somebody that I hadn't seen in 10 years.
Get out of here. How did you feel about him?
It was interesting. It was very interesting because I would have been dating him. But I canceled my second date with him for the one that I ended up being with the last 8 years.
Thank you for the validation, darling.
thank you for that.
Well, give
I
that guy
that
a chance.
Talk.
But yes. You know you're a queen. Give that guy a chance, the one that you ran into. Give him a chance. You might be surprised.
Well, thank
really
you, guys. Thank will. You both.
Yes, you're
I will
welcome.
Let you know
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Can I still listen? I love listening to your energy and how you communicate with everybody. It's really beautiful.
Oh, sure. Okay, I'll keep you on the line. And thank you for calling, Charity. And congratulations to you that you see it for what it really is. Good for you, girlfriend. All right,
no.
Hang in there. All right, next call is area code 212. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Nina and Linus. My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I just came back from a family reunion and vacation in the Galapagos Islands, so it was pretty cool. And
all
I'm
right.
Just... Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah, the thing is that I have mixed feelings about it because on the one hand, it was really quite an adventure. But then on the other hand, there were certain family issues that came up. And, you know, I wanted you to look into my family to see how things are going to progress between me and my family and how I should best deal with them going forward.
Okay, and I have your answer. I just got to go somewhere because I know it. This is a week where strange things are going to, truths are going to come out. I'll put it like that. Trying to find it right quick for you so I can, come on. Okay. I thought I had it. But anyway, this week things are coming into reflection about, you know, what have you been doing or how you've been handling stuff. And here we go, I found it. Okay. Deceptions and cover-ups could be unmasked and that could generate a backlash of anger, resentment, and even violence when a wealth of detailed information and proven facts is revealed soon. So I read this to you because this is what I'm picking up. There was some information that was hidden, and maybe a few things came out that shouldn't have come out, or maybe some people didn't need to know certain information. I'll put it like that. Am I correct?
I suppose it's not like, all right, there was just one conversation in which my eldest brother and I butt heads, but it wasn't that serious, but it was just basically clarifying the fact that we're on opposite ends of the spectrum, and
okay.
He doesn't seem like the kind of person who really wants to bridge the gap, and that's what I'm concerned about. You know, like, I feel as though, boy, you know, like, if we continue going in the direction that we're going, we're not really going to be in touch after our parents pass away.
I'm too close to that. Nina,
yeah,
you have to take that. I'm too close to that.
Mary, what I'm going to do is deal with it with honesty. Tell him what you're feeling. Either to accept it or he's going to reject it. That's all you can do. You can't force anyone to have a relationship with you. So deal with it. That's all I can tell you. Deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Pray about it, too.
Yeah.
Mary, pray about it, too. That God will open his heart and his mind.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but sometimes things like this happen. Who knows why? But, and it's happened in my own family, so I know what you're going through. Chris knows what you're going through. Just pray and be honest. Always be honest, because then nobody has anything to come back at you at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're not satisfied with that answer. What did you want to say? You're not satisfied, but you do. You get, it's communication. That's all it is. It's communication. You don't want to. You will never stop loving your brother, and he'll never stop loving you. Yeah, there's a difference of opinion on how you two feel about things, and that's understood. We're all individuals, you know. But he's still your brother. So you're going to give him that element of the doubt and talk to him. If he doesn't still see it your way or understand it your way and compromise, well, that's okay, like Nina said. At least you were honest and you were truthful, right? So you have no guilt or nothing to feel bad about. And maybe one day you two will come to understanding that this will just be a patch in the past.
Yeah, I just think that we approach relationships differently, and he's the kind of person who wants to be around those who are similar to him, and I'm different, and he doesn't have as much patience for people who are different, and he has the upper hand, and you know, as a result,
he has the upper, you give it to him, and if that's the way he feels, nothing you can say or do is going to change it. That's why I'm telling you to be honest with him about how you feel. Mm-hmm. Tell him how you feel, and maybe, just maybe, he might change his mind. If he doesn't, like I said, there's nothing you can say or do that's going to change it.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not happy with this, but that's the way it is. Sorry.
I know. I can feel it too, Nina. She's not happy with our answers, but you know, it's an A-B situation, and it's only communication. So, you know, only saying communication probably says it sounds easy, but it can be hard. But go in love, okay? That's what I'm going to tell you, Mary. When you talk to your brother, go in love. The God in you, honor the God in your brother. And you can't go wrong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the best answer I can give you, okay?
Thank you. Can I ask one other quick question? With respect to the trips, because there was this great guy that we had by the name of Harry who was interested in me, and I was just wondering if there's any, if I should just try to pursue something with him, at least, you know, a friendship to keep things going, or if I should just let it go.
Nina, I'm not picking up anything on him right now.
Well, it could never to pursue it. The worst that could happen is no. So, yeah, go with where your head and your heart tell you to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Mary, things are going to work out between you and your brother. I thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful week, Queen, here.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
You're most welcome, young lady. All right, next call, area code 404. I think you're going to come up. Yeah, there you go. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it again.
Yep.
Oh, he did. Okay. Okay, 404, you're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Tanisha.
Hi, Tanisha. How are you, young lady?
I'm good.
You don't sound good, but go on.
No, I was just calling to see what did you see for my love life.
Okay. Tanisha, are you involved with anybody at this present time?
I wouldn't say I am.
But he's on your mind. For anybody else could have come in, you know, you got to get rid of what's already there or either work with it, one of the two. So are you trying to leave the man that you're with right now? Is that why you're asking?
Well, I'm not with the man, but no, I was looking for, hoping that my romantic relationship would be coming soon.
Okay. Tanisha. Why are you playing games? Why I get that? Playing games, they're telling me. Are you for certain what you want in life? Before we go to
yeah.
the man, are you certain for what you want for Tanisha to make Tanisha
yeah.
happy? Okay. All right. There is a young man in skinny jeans about two blocks from you. They're showing me right now. I don't know why they're showing me this guy in skinny jeans. That's funny. But they're showing that he's two blocks away from you. Slender, probably about 5'11". He's got like a Jewish name, Jacob. Got a Jewish name. He's a African-American guy, but he's got a Jewish name. So I'm seeing Jacob. But just to, you know, give you a point of reference when you meet this guy.
I think I already know him. Sounds like my friend.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, thank you for the validation. Have you looked at him as a relationship, or are you guys just friends, girlfriend, boyfriend?
No, we're just friends, like platonic.
Okay. No, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. Well, he likes you. Maybe a little bit more than platonic.
Can I say his name?
Sure. Just his first name. Don't give me his last name.
It's Dwight.
Dwight?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
D-W-I-G-H-T?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. I couldn't even get the T wrote down. They're telling me yes. So I'm going to tell you, give that guy a chance. I know you're friends, but just feel him out. And see how he really feels about you, because I feel like this guy really likes you more than friends, but he hasn't come forward in that degree.
He did, but when he did, I didn't respond. Like, I never, like, acknowledged it. I just...
Okay. Well, I'm picking up that he's a good guy, so I'll tell you that. I'm not picking anything bad off his spirit. He's a good guy. So that's what I can tell you as far as love that's coming up that I saw. Nina, did you see anything for Tanisha?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, that's all I got, Tanisha.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Have a wonderful day.
All right.
Okay. Next call is area code 347. Excuse me. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this? 347.
Hi. Hi. My name is Tamika. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Tamika. How you doing, young lady?
I'm okay. It's Tamika with an N like Nancy. I'm doing okay.
Oh, Namiko.
No, Tanika.
Tanika.
Yeah.
Oh, Tanika. Okay, I got you. Yeah. I tell you young folks with all these pretty names, I'm just trying to learn. Okay, go ahead.
I just would like to hear about love life. I'm not really involved with anybody right now, so I was just curious what you see for me with anyone coming in, if anything's going to happen.
Two things came right up while you were talking, water and race car. Water, a guy that swims. Race car, somebody that's a driver, but he's an amateur. He's not a he's a pro-am, I'll put it like that, race car driver. Both these guys are professional. The guy that swims, it's like he teaches. He's also a teacher, so he teaches children about swimming as well. And that's his job. That's what he does, teaches swimming and safety for children. The other guy, he's really into cars, but he races. But what I'm saying pro-am is that, you know, like if there were races in your town or in your city, like I'll just say San Francisco, a car race thing, he would participate and he'd be one of the drivers. That's why I said pro-am. He's not really doing it professionally because the guy works every day. But this is his hobby and his heart and soul. He loves racing. So those are the two men that I see coming up. When are you going to meet these men? The guy that races, I would say, before the end of August. And the guy that teaches swimming would be after school has begun. So after Labor Day sometime? Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I want you to know they are not African-American guys.
That's fine.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. Because love has no color and no age.
Yeah, I always end up dating. I always end up dating men from different backgrounds. That's fine with me.
Good.
You know, like,
good.
If any, do you see any marriage or children for me?
Not right now, because you have choices with men. You know, once you get with one of these two guys or somebody else, you call me back and let me know, and then I can tell you if the relationship, as it goes along, if, you know, you're going to get married and have children.
Okay.
Yeah, but right now I don't see it. You got to forge with the man first, girl.
Right.
I'm not saying have sex, relationship.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what they'll look like? Anything like the description?
The swimming guy is very athletic. You'll know that by just looking at him, by his body. Very athletic. And so he should be. He's teaching a physical class. The other guy, he's medium built. He reminds you of somebody, and I don't know these people, but they're telling me this. He would remind you of somebody like from Oklahoma or Nebraska, the Midwest. There you go. He remind you of somebody that grew up in the Midwest. So.
Oh. Do you see, like, with anything to do with me moving or anything to do with work that
Tanika,
I really could use help with?
Tanika, I'm going to have to cut you off here. One question per caller, and we still have some more callers in the queue. So if you would like another question answered or more information, please contact us on the website and we'll give you a free reading. If not, call us again next week.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tanika, for calling, and have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, our next call, area code 240, you're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Devin.
Hello? Devin?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, could you spell that?
D-E-V-O-N.
Oh, okay. Devin.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm learning. I'm learning all these new names and stuff, so that's okay. I would have said a man, Devin, but okay. That's all right.
So, I'm wondering about if I will be getting pregnant successfully soon.
Okay. I love babies. Okay, let's see. April of next year. Yep. April of next year. Honey, you're going to have a heck of a springtime. Woo, woo. Whoa. Pump your brakes. Oh, yeah, honey. Yes, you're getting pregnant in Aries.
Oh.
April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. And you'll probably have either a Sagittarius or a Capricorn child. Yep, your baby will come in December, which is, you know, Christmas month. But it'll be one or the other. Either be at the beginning of Sag or at the end Capricorn. But you will get pregnant in Aries in April. So between April 1st and April 21st, I believe, is Aries.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a fire sign, too. Ha ha. Yep, it's a fire sign. You're going to do good. Your baby's even going to be healthy. They're showing me right now. It's just that they had me laughing because it was just like, woo, fireworks all around you. Just, oh, everything is so good. But, yeah, your baby's going to be healthy and so are you. Only thing they want me to tell you is lay off the sweets. Don't eat a lot of sugar. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only thing they're saying. And this is before the pregnancy. So they're telling me this now to tell you lay off the sugar a little bit. So, yep, other than that, I see happiness, sunshine, bells ringing. You're great. So now you got time between now and April to get yourself together, you know, get ready for the baby. And it's going to be a boy. So you got time.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you'll call us. We'll still be on the air. You'll call us and tell me that you're pregnant. And I'm going to tell you, I know.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Thank you so much. I will be calling for a reading.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, please do. EssenceOfSuccess.com, intuitive reading. Just go down the bottom of the page. You'll get us. And remember, this month, if you pay for a half an hour, you got us for an hour. You get a half an hour free.
I'll definitely do it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thanks for calling, and congratulations on the new one coming next year. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, next caller, area code 805. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Nina. Hi, Linus. This is Donna. I've spoken to you before, but it's been a while. How are you?
Oh, doing good, Donna, and yourself? Thanks for calling.
Good. Your website, I wanted to get a reading to. It's essenceofsuccess.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Essence of Success. Okay. My question is, my sister had a tragedy. She lost her young son, and her husband's sick with cancer, and he has to keep working because they don't have enough money to retire, and I'm trying to get a good job to have money or a windfall or, you know, to manifest something, and so I can have them move up here to be closer to my sister and I, you know, my sister, you know, there's both of us here. And I wanted to know what you're picking up for me as far as a job or a windfall or something like that.
First off, Donna, I want to commend you and tell you thank you for the gift of love that you want to give your sister and her husband. Thank you for that.
Oh, I
very
love
beautiful.
Really.
Well, that's just beautiful. You know, some siblings wouldn't do what you're doing. So that's why I say I commend you for that. It's beautiful. Okay. Let's see. Well, I'm getting right now, they're telling me resources and programs. You know what, Donna? You could get a job at DSHS. They're showing me right now something where you're helping people. Now, I'm not saying as a social worker, but something dealing with DSHS that you're definitely capable and skilled at. So I don't know if that's like as administrative work.
Never
you know,
done that before. I can only work part-time because I'm on Social Security disability, so I'm only allowed to work just a little bit. Yeah, that's the thing. So I'm trying to manifest something. I have been meditating a lot for the last 4 months. I meditate an hour every day, and I did hear miracle come in a couple different times when I was meditating. And in the past, I've been a very good manifester. I want a BMW. I want a trip to Thailand. I want a trip to Tahoe, Hawaii. I want a big screen TV. I won $10,000 on a scratch off. So I'm able to manifest. So that's what I'm trying to do. Oh gosh, I got to do it for them. I have to because, you know, they're just so sad by their loss. You know, it's just tearing me apart. It's just breaking my heart seeing their hearts break, you know.
Nina?
Yeah, I know. I'm just, I'm feeling their pain and your pain right now, and that's kind of overwhelmed me. But
yeah,
I'm also
empathic, me too.
Yeah.
My heart is aching right now.
Yeah, I'm feeling the love, and you know what? Love conquers all. And because there's an urgency in your manifesting, you know that it seldom works like that. And you know that for a fact, Donna. I know you do. Just keep praying. Keep the love going.
I do that. I pray every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep praying and keep the love flowing, and that will do probably more good than anything else. As far as manifest, I don't see anything manifesting. I really don't. Other than I do see them moving. But it's a move that they want to make as well. So somehow it's going to happen.
Oh, good.
And you know, with love and prayer, we can move mountains.
Amen.
And that's what it's going to take. So I'm going to help you with the love and the prayer.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll move that mountain. We really will. And I know Lennis will help too.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
And
in fact, let me go ahead.
Anybody else listening right now? Right now.
Uh-huh.
Say a prayer with your heart for Donna and her family.
Yes.
Help them get together so that they will all feel the love and feel healthy again.
Yeah.
Amen. Definitely. Let me say this prayer. Go ahead, Nina.
Donna, you will be in my prayers.
Oh, thank
every
you.
Every night I will pray for you. I will.
Oh, thank you.
And we're going to move that mountain. We really are.
Yeah. Because they can't go
on. And please call us back and let me know when it happens.
Okay.
Let me do this
prayer
right quick for Donna.
Okay.
Donna creates wealth every day in every way because Donna deserves this. Donna also creates surplus, abundance, and plenty for herself and others. Donna loves the abundant, balanced life, growing, serving, and sharing. The God in Donna honors the God in wealth. Thank you, and so be it. I'm also going to post that prayer, too, on my website. But anyway, that's for you, Donna.
Oh, okay. I'll take a look at it, too. Thank you. Thank
well,
you
you're
so
welcome.
Much.
Okay.
All right.
All right, next caller is area code 253. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good. If there's a new relationship coming.
Oh, okay. You're not involved with anybody right now, correct?
Nope.
Okay. So this is fresh meat you're looking for.
Yeah.
I'm just being funny. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, coming up for Holly. I'm seeing a young man, and I'm seeing like a paddleboard going back and forth. Like when you play ping pong, he's holding it and he's playing it. He's playing ping pong. Now he's just holding a paddleboard going back and forth being silly. He's tall. He looks almost like he could be a student. Yeah, he looks like he could be a student or either he went back to college. I think
okay.
He's a student. Are you looking for a younger man?
No.
Oh, girl, they got to learn. They got to learn. Somebody got to teach them. Come on. Yeah, but this guy I'm seeing is a younger man, so
Planet
no. I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Wow. Maybe he's young in his beliefs and in life. That he feels young. Young at heart. There we go.
Yes,
young at
sure.
heart. Yeah. He's got a crooked leg.
Weird.
I'm saying this, nothing against disability, but it almost looks like when he walks, his leg is, the right leg is inward. That knee is just a little bit. Not a lot, but enough. I don't know if he had a, yeah, he is older. Not a student, you know, a kid, but he hurt. I don't know if that was through sports or what, but I don't know. He didn't get the correct surgery. So, he walks a little funny,
mm-hmm.
but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's okay, but it's because of that. That's something he can get corrected, too. Just to let you know, when you meet this guy and you start talking to him, that can be corrected, that his leg can be straightened back out. It doesn't have to be that way. Okay,
yeah.
So he's young in heart. He's slender and tall. He's into sports. Granted, I guess, with the ping pong.
Oh.
And he comes from a good family. I don't know why they're showing me his family right now. Very good background and foundation. I mean, as far as understanding spiritually, mentally, and physically, yeah, good family values. There you go. He has excellent family values. Yep, he does. He comes from very good family values and foundation. And now I'm seeing him. He's a foreigner. He's not American. But he's lived here like 80% of his life. So, like, after he was born, his parents came here and been here ever since he was like 2 or 3 years old. So, for all intents and purposes,
the other girl,
he is American.
Yeah, any nationality is fine with me. I like that, too.
Okay. Well, this gentleman is East Indian.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Nina.
I think he's Canadian.
A Canadian East Indian. Yay!
Well, there's a mix. Wow. Okay.
Nina, do you get a time frame?
Beginning of October.
I'll be damned. I was going to say that, but I wouldn't. That's what I saw was October, but I didn't want to say that because I know it's a few months away. Okay. I'm in agreement with you because that's what I saw was October, too.
Yeah. Hey, anything worth waiting
for? Say
again? Anything good is worth waiting for.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you both. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Holly. Yeah.
All right. Well, Holly, have a good week. Thank you for calling, and let us know. Okay. Thanks for calling. It's funny. That's glad that lifted my spirits because I got a little down after Donna. I need to come back up again. But I'll be praying for her family again because right now we don't have any calls. Saturday, on the Essence of Success Radio Network, if you missed it at the beginning of the program, every Saturday from 1 to 1:30, we will be praying for every and anybody. If you want a prayer, you can just call in, same number, 646-727-2914, and ask for prayers, blah, blah, blah. We will do that. But every Saturday, 1 o'clock. Then on Mondays at 1 o'clock is gospel music. Kind of start your week off on a good note, okay? You know, everybody loves listening to music, so kind of puts you in a good frame of mind for the rest of the week. And also, don't forget that Nina and I are doing readings this month. You pay for a half, you get the other half hour free, so you get an hour's reading. Same if you want another hour, you pay for an hour, we'll give you the second hour free. So please, you know, check into that. We are more than glad to do readings for you, whether you want us separately or together. It doesn't matter to us. We're here to help you. Okay, now I want to do this prayer again, and I think I posted it. If I haven't, it will be posted after the show on wealth. But it's not just wealth, so I'll say it like this. I create wealth every day in every way because I deserve this. All that I do creates surplus, abundance, and plenty for myself and others. I love the abundant, balanced life, growing, serving, and sharing. The God in me honors the God in wealth. Thank you, I am, so be it. Okay, so you might want to start saying this every day. Now, the other thing I want to say, beside, because we create, right, every day. The other thing is not only creating wealth, say, I create health every day in every way because I deserve good health. So you can put something else in there beside wealth. I'm putting this prayer up just as not only to say it, but as an example. So you put whatever word in there that works for you that you want to create. Peace of mind, good health, employment. You create employment for yourself every day, you know, job standing, so... Just something for you to think about, folks. Yes, ma'am.
Lennis, will you do me a favor and send that to me, please?
Yes, ma'am. I sure will.
Thank you.
No problem.
Anna wants us to tell her what we see for her for this week.
Oh, okay. Do you know who Hermione Mingo is? She was an actress, a British actress. Oh, my God, why am I thinking of her name? Hermione Mingo? She's a comedy actress. Her name is just in my head as I was thinking about Anna for the week. That lady was funny, very good in all the roles she did, too. Okay. Why, angels, you have to explain that to me. Staying out of the way, I'm getting all this week. Praying for people, family, and friends. What else? Get out and make yourself laugh, the angels are saying. This week, at least three different times, they're saying, get out and make yourself laugh. If it's nothing but just observing people walking down the street or at a park or something, and they're doing something silly or whatever, dysfunctional, but it makes you bust out and laugh. That's a good thing. So that's what they're telling me to tell you. Three times this week, do something that's going to, not do something, but observe something that'll make you laugh. Get a good belly laugh.
Yeah, okay. I see her sitting in a park, and there's some kids around, and they're really being silly, and I see you laughing, and I see just in the gut laughing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. There you go, girlfriend. There you go. Anything else?
No, I'm not getting any.
Okay. If anybody wanted to call in, the lines are open. They're available. I think a couple of people had another question. If you want to call in real quick, we'll answer that second question for you before we get off the air. And, again, I just want to remind people, don't forget full moon this Thursday, the 18th. And don't forget to pray for the people in Louisiana and Mississippi that are going through a lot of flooding. We want to remember them as well.
Pray for Donna and her family.
Yes, and Donna and her family. Yes, definitely pray for them. Remember. Go ahead, Nina.
A reminder that the pull from the full moon can be 5 days before the actual full moon, so you could have been feeling the effects since yesterday. But that's just a reminder that if things are a little out of balance right now, it's because of the full moon. Yes, it's Thursday, but it's 5 days before and sometimes a few days after as well.
That's true. So true. Well, we got a couple more callers. How about that? Let's take these young people. 347, you're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tanika calling back. I hope you guys don't mind.
No, Go ahead. What you want to ask us?
I just wanted to know. Thank you so much. I just wanted to know, what do you see for me with children and marriage, as far as that goes, in moving?
Children and marriage.
Go ahead.
That's three questions. Children, marriage, and moving. That's three. Give us one.
Children and moving.
That's two.
Oh, children, I'm sorry. Children.
That's okay. Some of us stopped when we went through school. It's okay. Tanika and children. Well, let's see.
2 years.
Go ahead, Nina.
2 years.
Yeah,
that's
yours is closer. I was saying three. Yeah. But go ahead. Yours is closer.
Yeah, 2 years. A girl. And that's all I'm getting.
Oh, no. She'll become Fanny Fertility.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you right now with this show on me, if you're not careful, you could have a house full of kids.
Really?
Once the first one is born, after that it's like your body builds up this fertility. I don't know, your daughter sets it off after she's born in your body, and it's like if you're not careful, you'll like surprise, definitely unexpectedly. So I'm just going to tell you, be very careful after your daughter's born, because you'll be real potent unless you want back to back kids.
Well, I would like as much as God would bless me with, but of course nothing I can't handle. But I've tried, like, for the past 10 years, and I don't get pregnant for some reason. That's why I asked.
2 years.
2 years, she said it's going to happen. Tanika, let me tell you this. I was married for 10 years before we had our first child. In fact, older lady had told me, when I quit thinking about kids or, you know, blah, blah, just let it go, it'll happen. Well, we already had a child. We had a goddaughter that we were raising. And so I was unexpected. I had went to the doctor for my checkup, and he told me that I was pregnant. Well, I had 5 miscarriages. When I finally had my daughter, she was my 6th pregnancy. So I was already used to not holding a baby, you know, for some reason my womb wouldn't do it. But this one, this 6th pregnancy, you know when they say just when you think you're ready to give up, that's when you're going to get blessed? I had gave up. I had gave up. I said, you know what? We got Pudgy. We'll adopt. We have started going to adoption orientation classes, and I'll be darned, I got pregnant.
Wow.
And it was the only one, which the doctor told me I wouldn't have any more. She was the first and last, so I have 2 girls. But I don't want you to feel bad because it's been 10 years. You know,
I'm going to be 40 in 2 years. That's also why I think about that. But, wow.
And do you know there's women in their 50s having babies? I ain't saying this right, but what is 40? Please. I mean, I'm telling you, there's people all in their 50s having babies. I always think about when you have a child at 18 to your age, and that's the age you'll be when that child graduates. So 40 is not old. In fact, you might be right, like she said, in 2 years at the right age to enjoy a child, raise a child, have a family.
I would
love that. Sometimes when things don't happen, when we want it to happen, we're being delayed for a reason. And then all of a sudden everything just comes together. Yeah. Yeah. So that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, in 2 years you will be holding that baby. So in that time you will become pregnant and you will have that child. Within the 2 years.
Wow. All right. That's wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
All right. Now you have.
All right. Thank you for calling. All right. Let's do one more. Area code 919. You're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Well, hello, ladies. How are you?
Fine. And you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. My name is April. Hello, hello.
Hi,
Hi April.
Shall I ask my question?
Please.
So, there's a man, and I'm curious what you see in our future, if there is a future, and what that may look like.
Is he
What's
living with
name?
You?
No. No, no. He's in a different country.
First name, please.
Abderrahim. Abderrahim is his name.
Cultural differences. This man makes you cry. Because he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand our culture. And you're learning about his culture. So some things he says may be disheartening or it hurts your feelings. But in his culture, it's like, yeah, whatever. But for us, it's like, what did you say?
He makes
me
happy. He makes me happy, honestly. I love him.
Nina, what are you picking up?
Have you met him?
Yes. Yes, I have.
How many times?
I was just with him. I just got back from Morocco, actually, like 2 days ago. We were together for 3 weeks, and we'd met prior to that just through a mutual friend. But, yes, we've met.
There's a lot. Oh. There's lots of hurdles in front of you, too.
Yes.
And that's,
indeed.
I see horses jumping. That's why I'm saying that there's lots and lots of hurdles in front of you. One of them seems to be his mother.
Huh. Really?
His mother is grandmother. I'm not sure which one, but one, definitely a female, an older female.
Okay.
greatly opposed to this union.
I was going to say, she's trying to create a wedge. Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's whether it's the grandmother or the mother, very, very strong personality.
It must be the grandmother, because the mother, we got along quite well. But maybe she was, I don't know.
Just remember, things can be deceptive, and so can people.
True.
I cannot pinpoint which it is, whether it's his mom or his grandma. It's not clear to me. Lennis, are you picking up which one it is?
No, I'm not. And like you, I see a lot of challenges before them.
Yeah.
And it's cultural. When I first said it, cultural, and it is.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
Love does conquer all.
Yeah, there's a lot of love there.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Whether or not the two of you are willing to go through all of this is yet to be seen.
Uh-huh.
And because of the distance, and the cultural differences, it's going to take a whole lot.
Yeah.
This is a, yeah. If, you know what, April, if you're willing to get past the hurdles, I see it working, but it is going to take a lot of energy, a whole lot of energy, because there's a lot of negativity in your way, a whole lot of negativity.
From outside sources.
Yes.
It's not coming from the two of y'all. She's right.
Huh. Interesting.
It's whether or not you feel it's worth it. Put it that way.
Yeah.
If you're
ready
to work towards it, it will happen. And I see it being good. But there's so much you've got to get through first.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Don't give up on love, honey. Love conquers all.
No. I don't want to give up on it. And I feel this. I feel this, but I just wanted some validation, I guess.
Well, you've got the validation. You do have it. It's just whether or not you have enough energy to get through everything. I mean, it's going to be like, they're going to try and defeat you. I'm not going to. The both of you have got to be on the same page and have a united front. And like I said before, love conquers all. You'll conquer
Amen.
It.
Right.
Amen.
Wow. Okay.
I didn't
all
mean
right,
to bring
April.
It down.
Say that
I
again?
I didn't mean to bring you down. I'm just giving you what I'm getting.
No, I'm glad. I'm glad you're honest. You know, that's what I want. So, It's okay.
Yeah,
you know what?
So you two can have a heads up. Go ahead, Nina.
Give us a call in a couple of weeks or in a month and let us know how things are going for you, okay, April?
For sure.
Please.
Yeah, thank you. I will. Thank
Please.
You, guys.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay.
You guys have
well,
a good night.
Well, thank you for calling, April. You too.
You
have
bet.
A wonderful week, young lady.
Likewise. Okay. Thanks, guys. Take care.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Oh. I'm sorry. There was someone on the line, and I accidentally clicked you off. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I thought I was clicking off April. Anyway, we are at the close of the hour. Nina, I'm going to let you take us on out.
Well, have a great week, everyone. Get past the full moon. Remember to pray for everyone that is in the flood-damaged areas in Louisiana and Mississippi. Pray for Donna and her family. Help them get through what they need to get through. Pray for everybody that's been on the show today. And thank everyone in the chat room, live on the air, listening in on the archives, and Lennis. I love you.
I love you too, Miss Nina. And as we tell them every week, if nobody's told you they love you today, listening chat room on the phone, me and Nina love you. All right? Okay. Well, Miss Nina, don't forget tomorrow, 1 o'clock, gospel music for a half hour. Okay. Good night, y'all. Good night, Miss Nina.
Night.